I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ha! And here we are again, coming to you from our studios here in, well, not downtown High Point. We're actually way on the outskirts, out in the middle of the country. Yes. But it is a nice sunny day today. Got the light coming through the windows here. It's kind of nice. Anyway, as I record this, it's a Sunday afternoon because I didn't get it recorded on a Saturday again. Oh, well. But I got a lot of stuff going on, so what you gonna do? It's getting close to Christmas, and I get kind of busy during the Christmas season. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. So far, they haven't kicked me out. By the way, speaking of being kicked out, last week was a netcast that will go into the annals of netcastdom as a problem. First, I did the whole netcast without having the camera turned on. That was annoying. Which then put me in an altered state of mind. And not a good state of mind, as you might imagine. And because of that, all kinds of other problems ensued. You notice I'm using a different microphone this week. Last week, the microphone I was using went and it sounded terrible. So then I had to cut the audio out of the netcast after doing it the second time and then process it to where you could even hear it halfway decent. Which made it sound odd, tinny and odd and weird, but at least you could hear the words. It was so bad. So, because of all that, see, it gets worse. Because of all that, I forgot to put stuff in. So I'd say, look there, and there wasn't anything to see. Because I forgot to put stuff in. It was sad. Anyway. This week I'll do better, one way or the other. Nothing else, I'll just turn it all over to Fred and let him do it. See? Even Fred doesn't want to get involved. Fred, of course, as you may or may not know, is my imaginary friend. He's virtual. So, anyway, he comments by putting up, as you saw there, text on the bottom of the screen. I had a rough time last week. This week's gotta be better, right? Okay. Anyway, first item on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. And the first item we have here is that Valve, which is the vendor behind Steam, those of you that are gamers probably know that, they have joined the Linux Foundation. Now, who would have even imagined this? Not that long ago, I say in the blog here, even a year ago, who would have thought that Valve, of all folks, because they were so PC-oriented, and they didn't want to have a Linux client. All the Linux gamers were going, dude, why don't you put out a Linux Steam client? And they just wouldn't. And then suddenly, they saw the light. And they created a Linux client, and they liked it so much, they said, whoa. Now, let me get this straight. It's a free operating system, and it works really well, and it uses less memory, and it'll run our games faster. What's up with that? So they joined the Linux Foundation. That's pretty cool. And by the way, joining the Linux Foundation basically means you've got to pay them money. So they believe in it. Anyway,
so?
You know, last week I also did a little thing on three reasons to love Chromecast. Okay, additionally, beyond the normal. And one of the complaints a lot of people had was, it doesn't have enough apps, Well, guess what? As soon as I put that out saying three reasons to love it, even though they don't have as many apps, they put out a ton of apps. 10 new apps for the Google Chromecast, including Songza, Vivo, and Revision 3. And the Revision 3 app is really, really cool because I'm a big viewer of Revision 3. Okay? So, primo. That one's good. I like the others okay, too. I just don't watch most of these networks. But 10 different apps. So, there you go. You wanted apps? You got them. Alrighty. Next item. WordPress 3.8 is out. Now, this particular version of WordPress, I don't know if you know this or not or care, but my blog, drbill.tv, that I was referring to earlier, that blog is based on WordPress. I run WordPress on the server for that website. WordPress 3.8 is out, and it has a new look and feel in the admin console. It's a lot cleaner and more modern looking, and I really like it, so it's pretty cool. The first thing users will see when they update is a revamped administration interface. It has a fresh new look for the entire admin dashboard. And yes, it does. So, check that out. It's very cool. If you're a WordPress guy, upgrade. Always upgrade. It's the secure and safe thing to do because they're always fixing security holes and bug fixes and things of that nature. Anyway, this year's top gaming handhelds. According to KOMO News, which of course is in Seattle, Washington. That's a TV station for those of you in Rio Linda. And they are talking about the PlayStation Vita, or Vita, I don't know how you pronounce it. And the, what else? The handheld device, Nintendo's 3DS, and the PlayStation Vita, or Vita. That's what this article is about. And it's not exactly an in-depth article, okay? It's just a, article. So, but hey. Those of you that are looking into handhelds for Christmas, it will tell you a little bit about the difference between the two. Whoa! Zowie! Fred, of course, is reminding us about the Geek Software of the Week again. He likes to do that. I've noticed that. Anyway. You know, I guess he gets more bored than usual. And I was giving him a hard time earlier, so he just really wanted to spring that one on me. Yeah, anyway, this week's Geek Software of the Week is called Format Factory. You're saying, wait a minute. Hold on, Dr. Bill. Another format converter? How many have you had lately? I know, I'm sorry. I kept looking for a different one because the one I did last time, I didn't like that much. This one is better, okay? Still free, still does lots of different, you know, formats, but much better interface. Just saying. So it's free. It provides functions such as MP4, 3GP, MPG, AVI, WMV, FLV, SWF. Conversion. You can rip DVDs to video files, rip music CDs to audio files, and so forth and so on. Yes. Supports converting all popular video audio picture formats to other popular video audio and picture formats. Repair damaged video and audio files. Reduced multimedia file size. Support iPhone, iPod multimedia file formats, etc. etc. So goodness just for you. Okay, next item. Google is buying into robotics. They bought the company Boston Dynamics. Now, Boston Dynamics has been in the news a lot lately, building all kinds of robot doohickeys. And you know, I told you about my buddy at work, Jim Bob, not his real name. Jim Bob, I'm sure, will look at this and go, Google buying robotics. I suspect foul play. Perhaps they're trying to take over the world with robots. I'm sure he would agree with that. Anyway, I don't know how I feel about that. Google with robots. Yes. And we're not talking about web robots here. We're talking about real big mechanical robots. I can see armies of Google robots poised to take over the world. Whoa. Jim Bob will like that. He'll think that I finally quit drinking the Kool-Aid. Not really. Okay. Maybe Google will provide robots for us and we'll have our own little robot servants that go around and clean up the house. Yes. That would be nice. And we've got a robot that you know, vacuums. He's quite cute. Anyway. Okay. Last item here is similar to the item we started with at the first of the netcast, which is talking about Valve. You know, I said they got all excited about Linux, so much so that they joined the Linux Foundation. Well, they are also releasing a new operating system based on Debian Linux called SteamOS. And what they're going to do is they're releasing this to be the center of your home entertainment system. Seems like everybody wants to do that. They're building it, of course, for their Steam box, but they're also releasing the operating system into open source for all you folks out there that want to build your own Steam box. I like that idea. You got a PC sitting around that meets the specs? Dude, go for it. Build yourself a Steam box. And they're talking about all the things they're going to do. They're going to have living room and Steam. You don't have to give up your favorite games, your online friends, and all the Steam features you love just to play on the big screen. SteamOS running on any living room machine will provide access to the best games and user-generated content available. In SteamOS, we've achieved significant performance increases in graphics processing. We're targeting audio performance and reductions in input latency at the operating system level. Game developers are already taking advantage of these gains. Games and gains. Difficult to say. Just saying. Anyway, as they target SteamOS for their new releases, Steam is not a one-way content broadcast channel. It is a collaborative many-to-many entertainment platform in which each participant is a multiplier of the experience for anyone else. Sounds very cosmic. Anyway, pretty cool stuff. They're going to have in-home streaming, music, TV, movies, family sharing, family options of all kinds, and you will soon be able to download it and put it on your own box. Sounds like fun. Sounds like something I'd want to do, even though I'm not a gamer, but I do. My son, Benjamin, is the Game Master, otherwise known as Game Master ZX. Yes. He's out there on the interwebs right now. Surfing. Never mind. Anyway. Bird is the word. Yeah, I know. You got to be at least as old as I am to remember that one. The tokens. Surfing bird. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that.
Yes, I remember the tokens. Yeah, they were the ones with the weird song that made no sense. I don't know why they play that. But anyway,
join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.